Good morning. This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. The Vermont Clean Energy Development Fund has allocated $1.6 million to develop a wood pellet heating industry in Windham County. And as VPR's Susan Keese reports, the fund has put out a call for proposals to design and run the program.
The funds are part of a final $5.3 million clean energy payment from Entergy Vermont Yankee, which is closing at the end of the year. About half is earmarked for Windham County, the region expected to be hardest hit economically by the closure. Entergy has funded the Clean Energy Development Fund since the fund's inception in 2004. The program's charge is to promote renewable energy generation. For the past decade, it's been focused on small-scale solar installations. The fund's efforts have been so successful that its director, Andrew Perchlick, says the group is ready to move on to another renewable technology.
We're looking at wood heating as a focus statewide as solar stops being a focus. And as we stop our incentives for solar, because the market for solar doesn't need the same kind of state support from the Clean Energy Development Fund.
The fund is requesting proposals for a modern wood heating program that will install efficient wood pellet or chip systems in schools and public buildings. Perchlick says a locally sourced, low-emission wood heat program would benefit the environment and the region's economy. About 30 Vermont schools have installed wood pellet systems with financial help from the State Education Agency. That funding has dried up, but Perchlick says many more schools would like to switch to wood heat.
And they talk to the facilities managers of other schools and like, oh yeah, we switched to either chips or pellets and now we're saving a lot of money. And we feel like we're supporting the local forest economy by buying the chips from local businesses.
Perchlick's team held a public meeting in Brattleboro last May. More than 50 people attended and many brought proposals. A common theme was that the money from Entergy should fund projects that will become self-sustaining and spawn new businesses.
That's why it was important to focus on a technology and a market and see if we could put a lot of money into one area to really make a lasting difference to where you could actually help develop the market so that it could keep going without the money once the money is gone.
The fund has also asked for proposals from lending institutions for financing small-scale solar installations now that the rebates for those projects are ending. Perchlick says $300,000 from the funds will support a local lending program. Perchlick says the $400,000 that hasn't been allocated yet might be awarded as a block grant that a local group could dispense as it sees fit. Requests for proposals for the wood heating program are due December 23rd. For VPR News, I'm Susan Keese.